I love old music. It's so
fab, groovy, keen.
Exactly. There's something about music from a long time ago. You just couldn't write Light My Fire today.
Actually, you couldn't have written Light My Fire a long time ago either. If by a long time ago you mean a billion years.
Well, that isn't exactly what I meant, but why not?
Because there wasn't any fire on Earth until then.
There what? Now, I know you spent too much time in the 60s. How could there have been a time on Earth before fire? I mean, fire is just fire, right?
Fire is just what? What is fire, anyway?
Well, fire is rapid oxidation. It's the energy released when oxygen atoms start combining with carbon and hydrogen atoms.
Exactly. So without oxygen in the air, nothing burns.
You mean there was a time before oxygen?
As an atmosphere, yes. By roughly a billion years ago, simple forms of plant life, called eukaryotes, were already busily converting carbon dioxide into oxygen gas, just like their descendants do today. But before this process had been in place for a while, there wasn't enough oxygen in the air for things to burn. In fact, of all the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets in our solar system, the only place where you can actually start a fire is right here on Earth. And even here, it's only been possible relatively recently.
If by recently, you mean a billion years or so.
Right on, Daddy-O.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Scott Tagey in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.